Oh, hello. I can move to another table if you want to use this one. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. You're not bothering me. I was just doing a bit of reading before I get back to my dorm. My roommates can get pretty crazy, so at least here at the library I can get a little bit of peace and quiet. No, sorry. I didn't mean that I want you to leave. That's not what I meant. You're in my advanced French literature class, right? Sorry, I'm not very good with faces, and I kind of tend to keep to myself, so I just wanted to make sure. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm doing pretty good so far, but it's not a big deal or anything. Well, I mean, if you really want to know, I got 100% in all our exams so far, but it's really not a big deal, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything. Oh, well, thank you. What about you? Oh, that's not so good. I'm sorry, I didn't want to sound insulting or anything. I mean, everyone has stuff they're less good at. It's fine. I'm sure you'll do good with the next exam or something. Sorry, I'm not. I don't really know what to say in these kinds of situations. Oh, this book? It's Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna bore you with all the details and stuff, but basically it's about these kids trapped in their grandma's attic and how they survive, and then it gets into kind of an incestuous romance. I swear it's a good book, it's just kind of hard to explain without making it sound super creepy. I mean, the writing's a bit weird sometimes. Like, it kind of sounds a bit old-fashioned, but at the end, you can't help but get attached to the characters and their kind of vintage, perfect charm. And it really ends up making you think about the ways we can all isolate ourselves and. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I just. I get kind of excited when I'm talking about books. Yeah, I've always liked reading. It lets me escape and explore all kinds of worlds different than this one, and it. I don't know, kind of lets me meet a variety of people through the eyes of artists who write them. Yeah, that probably just sounds really sad. I'm generally a bit better at expressing myself, but I don't talk to guys all that much. Yeah, that probably sounded even sadder. Oh, you specifically came here to talk to me? But, like. Why? Oh, because I'm good at this class? Listen, I'm not gonna do your homework for you if that's what you want. You're not the first guy to ask me that. I guess you all assume that since I'm just some lonely loser, I'll do anything just to get some guy's attention. Well, I'm sorry, but I have enough self-respect to understand that you're just looking for a way to slack off and make fun of me. Just to help you study? Like, for real? God. Oh, I'm really sorry for that. I kind of assumed that you wanted me to do your work since I've already had three guys ask me since the final exam was announced, and I just thought you'd be like them. God, you probably think I'm such a bitch. Okay. Well, thanks for understanding. It's just, I have trouble trusting people I don't know, but you seem like a nice guy, and you really look like you're trying to do your best, so if you forgive me for what just happened, I guess I could help you study, if that's what you want. I don't know if I'm any good at teaching things, though, so please just, I'll do my best, but please don't expect too much. Well, thank you. It's really nice to see you're ready to work hard for this class. You seem really smart, so I'm sure that once I explain everything, you'll have an easy time with the exam. Oh, thank you. I mean, yeah, I guess I probably do seem quite smart, but you seem like you have more than just one type of intelligence, unlike me. I just meant that there's more than just academic intelligence, which is what I'm great at. But there's also social intelligence and emotional intelligence. Those are the types you seem to be good at. You seem to have a lot of friends in this class, and I mean, you were able to just come talk to me. I could never have done that. Oh, a trade? So, wait, you're gonna try to teach me how to be better with people? That would be really nice. I really like the idea of this arrangement. We can both teach each other what we're best at and both get better at these things. Thank you. I'm really happy with this idea. And thanks for actually respecting me. It's nice to feel appreciated once in a while. To be honest, I think we should probably study someplace else. If you're gonna teach me how to be more socially intelligent, I guess I'd rather not be in front of people. I tend to get flustered pretty easily, I'm sure you can understand. Well, as I said, my roommates are pretty crazy, so we wouldn't really have much privacy. Oh, you're alone in your dorm? You must be paying extra for that. Oh, your roommate's on vacation. Okay. Well, that sounds perfect. We can have privacy to teach each other stuff. I'm sorry, that probably sounded really awkward, but I guess you'll help me with that. And I promise I'll teach you everything you need to know for the exam. Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to keep you busy if you have somewhere to go, but maybe after class tomorrow I can stop by your dorm and we'll get to teaching. Alright, see you then. Yeah, see you then. Hi there! It's me. Oh, was this not a good time? Oh, I'm sorry, I should have contacted you first. I didn't know your number and I didn't know what other classes you have and... Oh, okay. Good then. I just assumed since you were in your boxers, you might have forgotten I was coming. But this is your place, so I don't want to sound like I'm being a rude guest. I'm just... Well, at this point, I think you understand that I'm shy. I don't have to remind you. No, you don't have to change if you're comfortable. I have to learn to stop being so awkward anyway. May I come in? Okay, good. I'll just find somewhere to put down my books. Sorry for bringing so many. I guess I went kind of overboard with all my help, and I brought more stuff than we'll need. Okay, I'll just put them on the table here. It's a really nice place you have here. My dorm room doesn't look as neat as yours, but that's mostly since I never have the time to clean up after my roommates. I really like what you've done with the walls. All these movie posters give off a college feel. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Pay no attention to what I'm saying. Oh, thank you. I don't know. People tend to not really notice how I dress. I guess I'm not really showy or anything. But I really like this dress, so it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who does. Yeah, I guess it does match the color of my glasses. I never tend to think of that when picking outfits, to be honest. You seem pretty observant. I guess that helps with the whole being good at people thing, huh? Actually, if we're talking about that, do you think it would be okay if we started with what you were gonna teach me? I think it might help me get a bit more comfortable before I teach you what you need to know. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that part'll be done pretty quickly. I went over the subject matter and I'm sure you'll understand rapidly. It's kind of a domino effect. If you understand one thing, the next will come to you naturally. Okay, good. Thanks again for offering to help. I would have been okay with helping you for free, you know? I mean, you seem like a really nice guy, so... I mean, just hanging out with you will be fun, I'm sure. Sorry, I'm just being stupid. Just... Can we get to the teaching and I'll try not to be so embarrassing to myself? Get on the couch? Why? Yeah, I guess you're the teacher. Sorry. I'll trust you. So, where do we start? My posture? What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, I do tend to keep my arms crossed, or at least in front of me. You're not wrong about that. I was right, you really are observant. But what's wrong with that? Oh yeah, it's true. It does kind of make me seem closed. Sometimes I do tend to want to be left alone, though, so... But does it... It doesn't make me seem mean, right? Like, I don't want to seem like a bitch or anything, I'm just shy. Oh, okay. So if I just let my shoulders down a bit, you think I'll seem a bit more open to conversation? But what do I do with my hands? Yeah, this dress does have pockets, actually. It's a pretty big deal. I don't know if I can really pull off the hands in the pockets look, if you get what I mean. Okay, how's this? Good. Then, what I'm really interested in is, how am I supposed to approach someone? Like if I see someone and I think they seem interesting or funny or cute, how am I supposed to go talk to them? I never know what to say. Well, okay, if we're saying that you're someone that I want to talk to. Not that you aren't, just... Anyway, you understand. If we're saying you're someone I'm trying to talk to, I guess I'd start by just saying hi, I guess. Well, okay, I guess I'd say it like this. Hi there! No, oh god, that was bad. Hi friends! Ugh, god, now I sound like a camp counselor. See, I'm no good at this. I'm just hopeless. Thank you. I'm sorry. I know you're trying your best, but it seems like I'm just doomed to be a lonely, unsociable mess. But at the same time, I'm talking to you. That's already something, right? I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and when you did end up approaching me, I managed to keep my cool and... Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. I mean, I've been wanting to talk to someone new in general. I didn't mean that I've been, like, looking at you or waiting to talk to you. That would just... that would be sad, right? I just meant... Oh! You've been wanting to talk to me for a while? How come? Oh, thank you. I don't really see what's so interesting about me, but that's really sweet of you to say. I don't really know how to answer that, if I'm being honest. I've been looking at you for a while now. You seem so comfortable with people and friendly and... I don't know, you've all the stuff I wish I had. Well, I mean, you have friends, you have charisma, even have the good looks to... Sorry, I'm embarrassing myself again. Just don't pay attention to what I'm saying. I don't... What? You think I'm beautiful? You really mean that? I don't know what to say. I can't believe you really think that I'm beautiful. I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't expect you to do that, so I kind of needed to catch my breath. I've never really kissed someone before, so I don't know if I'm any good at it. You can teach me? Yeah. Yes, I think I'd really like that, actually. I promise I'll be a good student. God, I can't believe you're actually doing this. I never thought a guy like you could ever, be interested in a girl like me, but I'm happy. I can feel how hard you're getting against me. No, it's okay. Actually, I'm really happy to know that I can actually turn you on. Just, never dared to dream that something like this could ever happen to me. I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Can you take off my dress? I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it by myself. Oh, thank you. I guess I never really wore anything that shows off my, my breasts, so I'm happy you think they look nice. Oh. Sorry, no one's ever really touched them before. Because I'm kind of sensitive. Yeah. I can feel you throbbing against me. I want you to remove my bra. Oh, my nipples have gotten so hard. I'm so happy you can see how happy you're making me. Your tongue. Just be gentle with them. I'm really sensitive. But don't stop. That feels really good. Can I take your hand? I want to show you how wet I am. Can you feel what you've done to me? Never been so wet before. Fuck. Just feeling your mouth against my skin, I feel like the pleasure is gonna drive me insane. I don't want you to stop, so please. Oh, please keep doing that. Can you? Fuck it. I need you, okay? I need you to fuck me. Like, a part of me really wants you to do all kinds of things to me before we actually do it, but if you don't fuck me right now, I'm scared I'll lose control over myself. I've never wanted anything more, so please, please fuck me. Here, I'll take my panties off, just please, I want you inside me. Oh, holy fuck, you feel so big. Just wait a bit before moving further. I need to get used to your girth. I'm really happy you're doing this, and I'm really happy to feel you inside me. I never dreamed this would happen to me. Never dreamed you could ever even notice a girl like me. Okay, you can start to move more. It doesn't hurt anymore. Oh, oh my god. Oh, oh my god, that feels so... It's like a friction that... It feels so good, I can't explain it. Oh, fuck. Please, please go faster. Fuck me faster. Holy shit. Thank you. Oh, fuck, thank you. Does it feel good? Really? Oh, I'm good. I'm so happy that I can make you feel as good as you're making me feel right now. Please. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel so fucking good. Wait. Stop. Stop. No, you weren't doing anything wrong. I want to turn around so you can pull my hair. Yes, I'm sure. I need you to fuck me as hard as you can. So please don't hold back anymore. I want you to get a little rough with me, if that's okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes, that's right. Yes. Oh, god, that's fucking right. Fuck me as hard as you can. Fuck me till you don't have the strength to fuck me anymore. Just... Oh, god, just fuck me. That's right. Yeah, pull my fucking hair. Oh, god. Come on. Fuck me harder than that. Spank me. Spank my fucking ass. Oh, fuck. Yeah, keep going. Don't stop fucking me. I don't know, don't stop spanking me. I want to feel it for a week. I want to feel your hands on me all week. Fuck. I want you to fucking mark my body. I want you to make sure I belong to your fucking cock. Oh, that's right. Oh, come on. Harder. Fuck me harder than that. Oh, I don't care if you're tired. Just fuck. Fuck me harder. Yes. Oh god, I feel like I'm on fire. Oh, come on. Keep pulling my hair. That's right. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Oh, thank you for teaching me. Thank you for... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I think... Oh, god. Oh, my entire body's trembling. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. You're coming too? Oh, come on. Come on. Come inside of me. Fucking come inside me. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I hope I didn't scare you. I don't know what came over me. I couldn't control myself, and it felt so good. I'm sorry if it was too intense. Oh, well, I'm glad you thought it was hot. I still can't believe any of this happened, to be honest. It all felt so surreal, but I'm really glad that it happened. I'm really lucky that I got to have a guy like you as my first. I'm still kind of embarrassed about how I acted, to be honest. I've never been that upfront or controlling before. I'm really sorry if that was too scary or intense, but I'm really happy you accepted to teach me. But if it's okay, I'd like to take a little nap before I teach you the stuff needed for the exam. Wait, What do you mean you didn't actually need me to help you study?